The following is a public affairs program of WZMO Radio. Sacred Conversations is a 30-minute program with three Marian pastors sitting around a kitchen table with coffee and donuts chatting. Let's listen in.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Sacred Conversations, a show where three Marian clergy people talk together about matters of faith around a kitchen table and over a box of donuts, where we find the commonalities between us as we serve this community and this county that we love. Last week, we talked about the Holy Spirit, especially in light of Pentecost Sunday. And today, we continue that conversation by focusing on how the Holy Spirit shows up in our daily lives. Maybe not so much in wind and fire, necessarily, but certainly in love, joy, peace, patience, and all the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I'm Reverend Jennifer Bass. I serve Epworth United Methodist Church here in downtown Ohio, and I am joined by my colleague.
I am Father Ed Shakina, the pastor of St. Mary Catholic Church in Marion, Ohio, as well as Sacred Hearts Catholic Church in Cardington, Ohio. Good to be with you all again.
Absolutely. And today we are missing our clergy colleague, Pastor Chuck Osborne of Day Spring Wesleyan Church, but he should be able to join us for our next coming episodes. So we're missing him today. Today, as we turn to the fruit of the Holy Spirit, we certainly turn to Galatians chapter 5, verses 22-23. Father Ed, do you have those scriptures there?
I do. So, just a short little passage here. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So there are nine fruits of the Holy Spirit listed there.
And what do you think that the Apostle Paul means when he describes them as being fruit?
Yeah, so I think I would say those are sort of the effects of really living the Christian way of life. The effects of being filled with the fruit of the Holy Spirit is that we can actually see the effects playing out in Christians, as well as fruits that we should be striving for. So it's good to know, okay, what kind of fruits should we bear in our lives? Mm-hmm. And so it's good to have an actual list that St. Paul gives us to say, this is what you want as far as Christians living in the world, showing ourselves to be Christians. In what way can we live effectively? In what way can we be witness to others of what Christianity is all about? In what way can we live out our Christian faith so that we can live in harmony and peace with each other? And so these are things that we hope would be pretty much common sense to people, maybe not necessarily common to people, you know, commonly known, but at the same time, it should be. So who would not say that, you know, love is something we should have? Who would not say that joy is something we should have? Mm-hmm. Peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, mm-hmm. self-control. So yeah, all these things are, in one sense, easy to know, but at the same time, we do need to strive to have them. By first of all asking for the Holy Spirit to give us these fruits, as well as working on it ourselves.
Yeah, I agree, and it's really interesting to consider that they are called fruit, because it almost makes it sound like these are things that the Spirit of God grows in us over time, and this is such a perfect time of year to be mindful of things that are growing, especially here in Marion County, as we see all of these beautiful farm fields all around us, and they are the farmers have labored to plow and to plant and to fertilize, and so we've got beautiful fields full of little baby corn seedlings and little baby soybean plants, and they are so precious and tender. And we know that in short order, in just a few weeks, you know, for instance, the corn is going to be knee-high by the 4th of July. And I feel like God's Spirit grows these wonderful attributes that remind us of the characteristics of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit grows these things in us slowly and steadily and patiently as we cooperate with the Holy Spirit, and as we kind of submit those parts of our lives over to God, you know, over and over.
Yeah, and even what are the fruits for? What, you know, the corn and the wheat, or the sweet things like the strawberries? Well, they're for our benefit, right? They feed us, they nourish us, but then also they even give us joy. I had some strawberry pie just yesterday, and oh, it was the best tasting strawberries mm-hmm. that was grown in somebody's yard. And so it's for our benefit, has different effects in us. Again, it could be just giving us joy, but it could also be something that gives us health, like eating some vegetables, eating some fruits, mm-hmm. etc. So there are actually not only just fruits that are beneficial, the fruits of the Holy Spirit are not beneficial only for ourselves, but as well as beneficial to others. And so with that love that we should have as Christians for our neighbor, for others, we should be striving to ask for the Holy Spirit to help us to bear that fruit, that it's good for others.
Let me ask you this. So how are these fruits of the Holy Spirit different from personality characteristics or just emotions that we experience?
Well, I think they can certainly make up part of our personality. Somebody, if they are just a naturally joyful person, mm-hmm. then that's good. That's sort of an adjective that might describe that person. Maybe it's part of their personality. Maybe a part of it is really, it is the gift of the Holy Spirit or the fruit of the Holy Spirit that's given to them. Again, either in a natural way, just as part of their personality, or maybe it's something that they'll receive more of if they actually ask for the Holy Spirit to give those fruits, or a person who just naturally is a peaceable person. That could be part of their personality, but certainly we can maybe ask for more of that, the fruit of peace. So it's something that gifts are given to us, and in some ways it's more than emotion. So we could say, you know, joy, we want joy, but we're not talking only about just the emotion of joy, because we don't want people just to be giddy all the time. we're not telling people that they have to be giddy all the time, mm-hmm. Because that could just be more of just an emotion of joy. But the joy that we're talking about is something that comes from deep within, of just knowing that we're loved by God, knowing that we have hope in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, knowing that with our faith life and persevering to the end, that we will be saved. So that can be something that just gives us a sense of joy that's deep within, so that even in midst of difficulty and suffering and adversity, it can be expressed within us of, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is like, oh, this person, you know, how is it that they can sort of have this joy?
Yes.
The joy of Christ, or the joy of knowing that they're loved by God, or even just, you know, other things, other fruits like patience. Mm-hmm. You know, how is it that they can be patient in times of this difficult moment in their life?
Mm-hmm. So as you think about our current culture and maybe even our society as a whole, what would you say are some of the fruits of the Spirit that seem to be lacking?
Oh, well, that seem to be lacking. Well, patience with others. we could see that in just the political realm, or it could be social media. It could be people who are just, you know, just they just lash out, mm-hmm. And it's hard to have just good discussion.
Yeah.
We need to be able to talk about our differences, but without getting mean and uncharitable towards each other.
Yeah, I was thinking about the gifts, the spiritual fruit here of kindness and gentleness.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sometimes it feels like those can be translated as weakness or, you know, making yourself vulnerable. And so you don't, sometimes you just feel like people have become just a little bit more hardened lately. And so maybe a good prayer for all of us is, come Holy Spirit. It's so easy to be hard-hearted, but I know that what you want from me is tender-heartedness, kindness, patience, and gentleness. Mm-hmm. Which would you say that you personally find the easiest in these list of fruits of the Holy Spirit?
Well, you know, I still have to work on a lot of these. So maybe joy, just in the end, you know, no matter what's happening, whether it's the difficulty of, you know, having to minister to some difficult situation, mm-hmm. Or just some sort of adversity in life, you know, just if I know that in the end, God himself will take care of things, that I can trust in him, that he does care for me, that he's working in my life. And maybe even if we just look at the eternal perspective, knowing that, you know, okay, as a believer, you know, I'm hopeful that I'll go to heaven. Then, that internal perspective, then I don't have to get too bothered, by the little, you know, adversities that are happening in life. And so, mm-hmm. So I think for me in particular, I can still be joyful. But sometimes there are things like, you know, patience that I need to keep working on. It could be just at mass. Maybe the altar servers are not doing what they're supposed to do. And, you know, and it's, I definitely don't want to get mad at them right on, you know, right there in the sanctuary at mm-hmm. the altar. You know, I have to make sure I have, you know, continue to stay focused on what I'm doing there and being prayerful. Mm-hmm. So patience is still something that I might have to struggle with. But I think, you know, this is what we're supposed to do in the Christian way of life is just acknowledge that, hey, we're not perfect. We don't have all these fruits of the Holy Spirit. And so we just keep asking and keep working on it.
Well, this might be a topic for another episode someday, but John Wesley believed that God could help us become perfect in this life by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That there were some people who were so mature in their Christian faith and mature in their Christian character that they had truly become perfected saints of God before they passed into heaven. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so someday we'll have to chat about what Catholics believe about. Is it possible to be perfect?
Yeah. Well,
in this life?
You know, Jesus does tell us, you know, to love our enemies, that's probably really the hardest thing for us to do, right? We want to think that we're right, and we have to attack our enemies. But you know, that's part of Jesus was telling us, you know, be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does he mean by that? He was talking about the fact that the Heavenly Father loves all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so even our own enemies, the Heavenly Father loves our enemies. And so what is Jesus asking for us when he's telling us to be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect? He's telling us we have to love even our enemies. And so that is something that is difficult for us to do just on a natural level. So we certainly need that Holy Spirit to help us to be able to love even our enemies.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, when I consider my own life and I think about the work of God in my life, I know that the Holy Spirit has been with me and has helped me grow. You know, since I've been a teenager, which is, you know, 30 years ago, when I think about my ability to love people now in a non-judgmental way, I know that that is the work of God in me, because I know that as a young person, that was not in my skill set. That was not something I was comfortable doing. That was not something I often was capable of doing. And my prayer from the time I was a teenager was, God, help me to love people. And so I really feel like in the last decades of my life, God has done this powerful work of the Holy Spirit in turning this fruit of the Spirit of love into something I can really see in myself that God has helped me to do, it, especially in times when it is not a natural thing to do, whether that right. be with enemies. And I try really hard not to consider people my enemies, but people who don't believe like I do, people who might be, you know, demanding, people who might be, have you ever heard of this? Extra grace required people. that God has really helped me with this Holy Spirit fruit of love. But just like you said, patience is really not my thing.
And I think of St. Francis de Sales was someone who had to learn self-control. That's one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. and gentleness and patience. He would often meet with people. And his natural disposition was to be hot-tempered. But he knew that he had to work on trying to love people and being patient with them and being gentle with them and having that self-control to control his temper. That he even says that, you know, there were fingernail marks on his desk as, you know, underneath his desk as he would grip the edge of the desk when he was sitting in front of somebody who sort of, he was impatient with them, but they wouldn't know that, you know? So that's just, you know, he was so well known as being this gentle person, but he was sort of going against his own natural tendencies. Mm-hmm. And that was something that he had to both work on as well as call upon the Holy Spirit to help him with.
Oh, absolutely. And what a good example too. That reminds me of the book of James when it talks about how the words out of our mouths can start a forest fire. The words out of our mouths can wreck our relationships. And so how can we allow God by the power of the Holy Spirit to bridle the hot-tempered, quick words that we want to say to rip and tear at each other? So I appreciate you raising that example, even of one of the saints who just really had to submit that part of his temperament to God's help.
Yeah, the saints are not saints, you know, just like they weren't born that way, you know, they're not saints like, you know, we might have an image of the saints of as being people who are just perfect and everything. But no, they certainly struggled with many, many things if you just study the lives of the saints. Mm-hmm. And so, their lives manifest God's power at work within them and their docility to the Holy Spirit. So that's just one of the lessons about, do we want to receive the fruits of the Holy Spirit? We certainly must ask for those fruits. We must also be docile to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to work on us, and so we have to be able to surrender to the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. and to surrender to God and His work in us, and then we'll slowly see ourselves changing.
Yes, and I feel like so much of my pastoral care and my pastoral counseling to my congregants and to whomever I get into a conversation with in this community that I love is always cooperate with the work God is doing in your life through the Holy Spirit. Cooperate with the Lord.
Yeah. I think God is so generous as well that, you know, He's not going to reserve His gifts and fruits for only those who are believers. Mm-hmm. Because when I look at, let's say, the fruit of generosity, I think about how just recently we had Deputy Daniel Weston Scherer, who was killed on the line of duty, and then when the procession was going to the Marion Cemetery, the sheriff of Marion asked for people to line the streets to come out to show their respect and their support for the deputy as well as the family and mm-hmm. as well as law enforcement, and people did come out. on the side of the streets and by the hundreds. And so it was very edifying, I think, to the sheriff as well as all the law enforcement. So that was, I would say, the gift of generosity that the people were showing. And I mean, certainly not all of them were Christians. And so God's gift is certainly at work within them. And, we want them to be Christians. We want them to fully enter into the Christian way of life, to receive that help. But certainly this is just a testament to God's generosity, even with those who don't believe.
Yeah, I agree with you. In the United Methodist Church, you know, we believe in God's prevenient grace, and that's certainly a what do you call it, a $50 word. But that is God's grace that goes before you ever come into a relationship with Jesus Christ. Yeah. God's grace in your life by the power of the Holy Spirit, even if you are not yet a Christian right. believer. And if the Holy Spirit can grow fruit just by seeds planted, then it can happen before, you know, someone makes that decision to give their life to Christ. One of the things that we are told, however, in John 15, these are the words of Jesus, John 15, verses 5 and 8. Jesus says, "I'm the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. My true disciples produce much fruit, and this brings great glory to my Father." I wanted to ask you, when was there a time in your life or in your ministry setting where someone showed unusual patience or kindness in a moment of crisis?
Well, I think perhaps we had somebody recently, a family, a couple who lost their baby in the womb, and it was pretty much, I think, on the day of the due date. So you know, what devastation to realize on your due date that your baby has died. Mm-hmm. That would, and I'm not saying that wasn't difficult. Obviously, it was difficult and still difficult for the mother and the father, mm-hmm. and the rest of the family. But I think in some way, they were able to continue to stay standing. And what I mean by that is, think about Mary, the mother of Jesus, standing at the foot of the cross. You know, she wasn't crumpled over just in sort of despair at seeing her own son on the cross. Mm-hmm. Says that she was there standing at the foot of the cross. There's a sense of hope, I think, that comes from just being a Christian, a sense of hope that, you know, their baby is in heaven, mm-hmm. A sense of hope that not all is lost. And I think that's definitely a grace that comes from God himself. And, mm-hmm. This is the reason why we're doing this show is we want people to, what's the point of this show? We want people to become Christians. Why? Because they can tap into this, you know, this hope of Jesus Christ, and to be able to receive his gifts, to be able to have that hope so that they're not just falling into despair.
Thank you for sharing that example. You know, I was thinking about joy and peace in times of difficulty, and the example that came to mind from Epworth's ministry is at our neighborhood supper last week, which is a free community meal on the first Tuesday night of each month. One of the gentlemen came in, and he was just overflowing with joy because he was a couple of weeks into a new sobriety journey, and he was just so thrilled that he, you know, feels God is helping him to turn over a new leaf and to have a do-over. And so I was thinking about that joy in a challenging time. And what a tremendous gift that is from God to grow those kinds of things in our lives over time. But speaking, of course, about the fruit of the Holy Spirit, there are also the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and I know that you had some thoughts on those.
Yes. So, yeah, thanks for asking. Sorry we didn't mention this at the beginning of the show, that this is another major part of the Holy Spirit, is that there are something called the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we're running towards the end of the show, so I'll just kind of run through it really quickly. Traditionally, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit come from Isaiah, Prophet Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 2 and 3. So it says, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be the fear of the Lord." So Isaiah is, of course, prophesying about the Lord Jesus Christ himself. But what we hear in those, if we list out what we hear about wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, fortitude, piety, and fear of the Lord. So wisdom, of course, is, we're not just talking about human wisdom. Human wisdom is good, but what's most important is divine wisdom. So we're asking for the Holy Spirit to give us divine wisdom, to be able to see things through the eyes of God. Knowledge, knowing God's ways, and of course, you know, knowing the scriptures are important. Even the prophet, I think it's Hosea, that says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." So knowing things helps us, but especially knowing about God. Understanding, having proper understanding. So it's not just knowing facts, but understanding the things of God. Counsel, we should certainly, it's a good thing to be able to take counsel from people, but as well, we should take counsel from God himself. Ask for the Holy Spirit to give us discernment about what it is that we should do. Fortitude is just the strength to be able to persevere in moments of difficulty. We could be going through suffering. We could be going through persecution for the name of Christ, but we should certainly persevere with the gift of fortitude. Piety, just having that the attitude of just trying to be holy. And then fear of the Lord is not so much necessarily like a servile fear, or you know, wanting to stay away from God because we're fearing him, but rather reverence and awe and respect of the Lord. And it's sort of like, if we love so much our mother and our father, we don't want to offend them. We don't want to do anything that's going to be disrespectful towards them. So we sort of have that respect for them. And so in the same way, fear of the Lord is just having that reverence and awe and respect for the Lord. So those are just traditionally what's known as the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And same thing with the fruits of the Holy Spirit. It's just, we just have to keep asking for it. But as well as having understanding of what they are, we could pursue those gifts as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Father Ed. It's always good to have a conversation with you around this table and to just chat about the things of faith. So, folks, we hope you'll join us again next week. I'm Reverend Jennifer Bass of Epworth United Methodist Church. You are always welcome to attend worship on Sundays at 10:30 a.m., and we also have an online service that's available at 8:30 every Sunday morning.
And I'm Father Ed Shekina, the pastor of St. Mary Catholic Church in Marion. Our Mass times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday morning at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., and then Spanish Mass at 1 p.m., as well as Sacred Hearts Catholic Church in Carrington, Saturday evening at 4:30 p.m., and then Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Mass.
Will you close us with a blessing, Father Ed?
Sure. Let's ask for the Holy Spirit to be with us always, to give us the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit, that we may go forth with great peace and joy in knowing the Lord. And I pray for all of our listeners here that God may bless them. May God bless you all, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Sacred Conversations is heard twice a week on WZMO. Check our website program schedule for times, or you can hear the program on demand from our website anytime. Thank you for listening.